Hitler in August of 1939, already committed to war against Poland, believed that signing this agreement with the Soviets would discourage Britain and France from actually going to war. He didn't think they would do it. Despite the guarantees of Polish sovereignty, Hitler believed that it would make no sense. Why would England and France go to war? What could they possibly do? They couldn't save Poland. They couldn't save Poland in this context. And now, given this agreement with the Soviet Union, it made no diplomatic sense for England and France to go to war over what? The Polish corridor? If they wouldn't go to war over the Sudetenland, they wouldn't go to war over the Anschluss with Austria. Why now this piece of territory out in on the plains of Northern Europe, which had, at least since the beginning of the 19th century, been in German hands? And the city of Danzig, well, everybody understood that the city of Danzig was a German city. It was being administered by the League of Nations. But on what principle would they go to war? It made no sense. And from leaving principle aside, from the point of view of pragmatism, what would it achieve? On September 1st, 1939, Germans awoke to hear radio broadcasts announcing that at daybreak, Polish forces had attacked a German radio station along the German-Polish frontier, and that German forces had been returning fire. In fact, of course, German troops had launched a well-coordinated attack, a massive attack, using devastating force against the outmanned and out-equipped Polish military forces. Britain and France issued an ultimatum. London issued an ultimatum. Chamberlain himself, an ultimatum to the Germans to withdraw back out of Poland, and that he would use his good offices to bring about some sort of settlement of the corridor issue, the issue of Danzig, that there was no territorial issue that could not be resolved peacefully, but Germany had to move back across the frontier, move its forces out of Poland. Hitler refused, and Britain and France found themselves at war with Germany. Hitler was absolutely stunned. He is reputed to have turned to Ribbentrop, who had also believed that Britain and France would not honor their obligations, and shrugged his shoulders and said, "What now? What now?" Nonetheless, the war against Poland was proceeding very well indeed. Germany, in September 1939, unleashed a new revolutionary mode of warfare, the so-called Blitzkrieg, lightning war as a military strategy. This concept, this military concept of Blitzkrieg, had been developed during the interwar years. It called for the use of massed armored divisions, tank divisions, together, supported by tactical aircraft, to smash into opposing armies. These armored units would create havoc, would then loop out, make an enormous encirclement. Air power would destroy the enemy forces within that Kessel, as the German term, this pot in the center. Mechanized infantry units would then follow into this area and mop up, while the armor would move deeper on into the interior. The emphasis was on speed. The emphasis was on movement. The antithesis of the experience of the First World War, where trench warfare, static warfare, defensive warfare had been the key. The strategy had been developed in Germany by a young military man named Heinz Guderian as a means of avoiding the trench warfare that he had seen firsthand at Verdun. He had witnessed the unbelievable carnage of that ghastly battle in 1916, was convinced that something had to be done, some new mode of warfare discovered which would prevent this terrific loss of life. Blitzkrieg was the answer he came up with. Similar ideas were discussed in France, General Etienne in France, along with a young colonel, a tank commander from after the First World War by the name of Charles de Gaulle, also was very enthusiastic about this. And one found representatives of the British High Command also interested in this notion of movement, of speed, of massed armor and aircraft. But it was only in Germany that these ideas were implemented, became systematized into this concept of Blitzkrieg.